the Church of St. Stephen Protomartyr, Sigwes. Welcome. We are in a part of the Hacetania district, which, unlike most places in the Hacetania, is part of Zaragoza province rather than Huesca. The villages of Mianos, Salvatierra, and Artieda also share this strange situation. Sigwes has a large 101 square kilometer territory, which borders Huesca to the east and Navarre to the west. Northwards, the territory reaches the sierras of Leyre and Orba, and southwards extends to the river Aragon and the Yesa reservoir. The municipality is so large because when the villages of Tiermas and Esco were expropriated in the 20th century to build the Yesa reservoir, the village lands became part of Sigwes. One example of the territorial mix here is that the phone numbers have a Navarre prefix, even though it is in Aragon. Sigwes is 521 meters above sea level and has around 100 inhabitants. Originally, there were two parts to the village. The oldest part is around this church, and another was to the north. House building in the 13th century united the two neighborhoods into one. The village was once surrounded by defensive walls, of which the only remnant is the Torre or Tower of Los Pomar. A branch of the Camino de Santiago passes through Sigwes, and there used to be a pilgrim hospital or auberge called the Hospital de Santa Ana, which, although we don't know when it was founded, was mentioned in a document dating from 1571. The church. The church was built in the Romanesque style, but underwent considerable changes in the 16th and 17th centuries. You will have to try and imagine what it looked like originally. If you stand to the left of the building, by the railings, you can begin to see how it may have looked. The nave and apse were heightened in the 16th century, and inside, the nave was covered with ribbed vaults. At the same time, chapels were constructed in the transept, and the sacristy was added to the south side of the east end. These additions changed the original character of the church, and then, in the 17th century, more alterations were done, with an arcaded porch added at the main doorway. New altarpieces, including the principal altarpiece, were also installed in the church around this time. Now please walk round to the north wall to the other side of the railings. Here you can see the bell tower, which was enlarged in the 17th century. It is a simple square plan with plain stone walls. The four bells you can see date from the second half of the 18th century. Now please retrace your steps and walk round to the east end of the church. The two buttresses were made bigger and stronger at the same time as the nave and the apse. The window has an alabaster window which isn't visible from inside the church as it is covered by the main altarpiece. If the gate is open, please go into the porticoed entrance to the church. The doorway is Romanesque with a round arch and two archivolts with the jaques checkerboard design on the outer archivolt and small balls on the inner one. The tympanum has a small sixth. The jaques checkerboard design is repeated inside the church in the east end, marking the height of the original Romanesque nave walls. The capitals of the columns have a beautiful vine leaf carving on the left and two birds on the right. There are also two faces looking down from the stone doorframe. Please enter the church and enjoy the altarpieces and 17th century remodeling of the interior. If you can get behind the high altarpiece, you will be able to see the original Romanesque apse. When you leave, please have a stroll around the village, which has some houses with distinctive cylindrical chimneys with triangular openings, which are only found in a few villages in the Canal de Verdun. Sigwes celebrated its 1,000th year of existence in 2016, and the villages are working to maintain the population and village community in times of rural depopulation. Let's hope they can celebrate another millennium 1,000 years from now.